Again, we are surrounded by beautiful things, wonderful displays. And again, please do take a moment or two to look at them, and not just at the things, but also what they're portraying. What are they talking about? What's the theme? What's the storyline behind the displays around you? And then I wonder, how will you respond? How do you respond when you look at these beautiful things? Well, one of the first things, and it struck me again yesterday, is just the skill of people who put these things together. I look at a bucket full of flowers and bits of greenery and odds and ends, and within a short time, it's a beautiful flower arrangement. The skill of people who do this is just amazing. And so that's one of my responses. Just, that's wonderful that people have those gifts and they can use those gifts to produce such beautiful things. And it's great that we can have that in church, use those gifts in church as part of our worship. As we look around too, I think you'll be reminded that we are dependent upon so many people. Just to look at these windows and the foodstuffs, and again, the displays that are out in the link, the foodstuffs that are there. We go into a supermarket, into a shop, we pick something off the shelf, and we think that's it. But when you stop and think about it, we are dependent upon so many people for everything. And yet we take it for granted. And we need to be people who stop and think and say thank you. But also, hopefully, when we look at these things, our hearts will be filled with thanks to God. Because if these things don't move us that far, then we've missed out. It's just a great festival of some sort. Yes, we need to remember and give thanks for the skill of people who put these things together. We need to remember how many people we're dependent upon down this chain that provides us. But if we stop there, we have missed the whole point. Because we need to look at these things and our hearts need to overflow with thankfulness to God. We should look at these things and see amazing beauty. Look at these things and see some of the diversity of the world around us and enjoy it. But we don't worship these things. We don't worship creation. Our worship is for the one who created it. The psalm which Angus read for us just a few minutes back starts with this amazing statement. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Everything. The earth is the Lord's. Everything is His. He founded it upon the seas. He established it upon the waters. So the psalm starts with actually just taking a look around, as you and I do this morning. Taking a look around at the world and making the statement, this is beautiful and the earth is the Lord's. This is wonderful and God has provided. This is tremendous and God is to be thanked. And that's where the psalm starts. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. He's the creator. He's the sustainer. He's the possessor of the whole world. And if you like, this psalm has little echoes of creation, echoes of the beginning of the book of Genesis. God creates, and we simply read that He saw all that He had made. And it doesn't say, and it was okay, and it'll do rightly. Sometimes we look at what we've done and think, ah, it's okay. It's not bad, but it'll do rightly. God looks at what He has made. God looks at what He has done and simply said, it is very good. So there are echoes of creation in the psalm and in our harvest thanksgiving as we look around and remember it is very good. But it's interesting, too, in that creation narrative at the beginning of Genesis, God sends us out both to work at this world, but also to care for it. To work at it and care for it. And we've been good at working at this world. We have not been good at caring for it. And it's on our news day and daily. Not the care that we give to God's creation, but the damage that we cause to it. Now, sometimes over the years, people have responded to creation in different ways. Some people have thought, you know, the only really important thing is the spiritual level, is my spirit. The created things around us, well, they're not of much importance. They don't really matter. So it doesn't really matter if we destroy this planet. It doesn't really matter if we destroy the things around us, because what matters most is our spirit. And down through the years, people have thought that. So you can exploit, you can destroy, doesn't matter. There have been other people who have said, you know what, God has promised to make everything new. As Christians, we look forward to this time when there will be a new heaven, a new earth. Everything's going to be made new, so we don't need to bother to look after what we have. We don't really need to care for what we have, because God's making it new anyway. And down through the years, people have tried to justify neglect and damage to our world for lots of reasons. But the Bible is clear that we're called to be stewards of creation, not to exploit it, not to waste it, not to destroy it, but to use creation in the service of God and in the service of each other. Harvest reminds us of God's promise and God's faithfulness. So as you look at these things, we're reminded, you know what? Harvest time has come around again. Those seeds have been sown in the soil, hidden in the soil in the springtime, and now we see the harvest. God's been faithful, as he said he would be. We need to reflect our hope in the faithfulness of God by how we care for this world. Sometimes we leave it to other people to do. We've seen this week the Extinction Rebellion protests in London and other places. And part of me is uncomfortable that it causes so much disruption and whatever else, but part of me thinks, good on you. Reminding us how fragile this world is, reminding us that we need to care for it. How is it that God's people leave it to others to care for God's creation? That doesn't make sense. But it's been the truth. As God's people, so often we have step back and let everyone else look after creation, but not us. As God's people, we should be in the forefront, because we know God's promises, God's faithfulness, and the way we live, the way we treat this world should reflect that hope. The prophet Micah spoke to God's people and said this, "He has showed you, O man, what is good." God has shown you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. This is what God says to his people. Here's what I want from you. My people, not everybody else, but my people, I want you to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So we're called to act justly and to show mercy in our response to creation. Should be part of our thankfulness on a harvest time. Perhaps we show mercy and act justly when we protect people. It's always the most vulnerable who suffer in climate change around us. It's never us, because we're quite comfortable. We can adjust things in our own way to make sure that we have enough and we're okay. But those who live on that interface, where they're on a cusp, it's a different story. Part of our acting justly and showing mercy is to protect those who are made vulnerable by climate change. Part of our acting justly and showing mercy is to protect those who will inherit the problems that we create. These are our neighbors. Maybe on the other side of the world, maybe in a few years to come, but they are our neighbors for whom we're called to care. So when we hear of climate change, when we see vast tracts of rainforest being decimated so that we can grow soybeans for us and our comfort, we need to think. When we see dreadful shortages of water, when we see these non-renewable resources in our world just being depleted, part of acting justly and showing mercy and walking humbly with God must be that we do something in response. The psalmist starts off saying, "The earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it." But then he asks these questions: who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? And the answer he gives is those who have clean hands and pure hearts. Those who are guiltless, those whose motivations, whose attitudes are right, they're the ones who can go up and stand before God. In terms of our caring for God's creation, I don't know that any of us can stand guiltless with clean hands. In terms of how we look after and steward what God has entrusted to us, have we all got pure hearts? Or is it about me and my comfort and my wants? Clean hands and a pure heart. We need to confess before God that our hands aren't clean, that our hearts aren't pure. And the sad thing is that very often we're part of the problem rather than part of the answer, part of the solution. We need to recognize the urgency of the situation in which we live. Again, the Extinction Rebellion protests cause mayhem, but they do cause us to stop and think. They do help us realize this is urgent. So we need to confess, but we need also to repent. And in the Bible, repenting is simply turning around. So instead of our lives going in one direction, we stop and we turn around and our lives are lived towards Jesus. That's what repentance is. Repentance is actually putting feet on our confession and turning around. So there are big questions that you and I need to ask ourselves. are we prepared to support changes in our lifestyle, which will be uncomfortable, maybe costly, but which show that we're serious about caring for this world? Because we can come here, we can give thanks, we can say, isn't the mess the world in is terrible, and we just live in the same way. Or we can come here and recognize, not only is this world in a mess, but I'm part of that mess, and change. The Bible reminds us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Jesus died so that we could live life to the full. Jesus lived amongst us so that we could see in Him the kingdom of God, in all of its justice and mercy, working itself out. So how will we respond to the harvest? The earth is the Lord's. And if we really, really believe that, then we need to treat it that way. And we need to live so that others would see that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. May God give us the grace, not just to enjoy, but to care for this world, the world which God in Christ is making new. The band are going to come and lead us as we sing of this God who is indescribable and uncontainable in His power and in His might and in His majesty.